Prayer from the collection. Prayers for the precious. All rights reserved. Healing. It is written, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask our Father in heaven to heal you, and you shall be healed, save you, and you shall be saved, for he is our praise. It is written, peace, peace, to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. May the Lord have compassion on you and restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now you are one of his servants and one of his people, whom he has redeemed by his great power and by a strong hand, whom he has ransomed from the hand of one stronger than you. O Lord, in Christ we pray, please let your ear be attentive to this prayer, for we desire to fear your name, that you prosper this day, and God grant you mercy in the sight of all men. In your distress we call upon the Lord and cry out to our God. He hears our voice from his temple, and our cry comes before him, even to his ears. Hear our prayer, O Lord, give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. In the multitude of your mercy hear us, in the truth of your salvation. According to your word, be merciful to us, and with your spirit, speak to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us glorify his name forevermore. Let you, by the mercies of God, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Be in the temple of God, as a faithful ambassador, and may the Spirit of God dwell in you. For as many as received him, Jesus Christ, are given the right to be called the children of God, even those who believe in his name, being born of God, not by blood, nor by the will of flesh, nor by the will of man, but born of God. In Christ we pray that you shall receive Christ Jesus, and he will make you alive together with him, forgiving your trespasses. The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the waters. In the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, you shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. We entreat your favor, O Lord, with all our heart. May the Lord be merciful to you. Deal well with his servant, revive you, according to his word. Let, we pray, God's merciful kindness be your comfort. May the mighty God establish his word to you, that you will trust and hope in his word. According to the hope of eternal life, may Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, send his word and heal you and deliver you from your destructions, uphold you, strengthen you, and establish you, comfort you in your affliction and give you life, according to his word. And do not let you be ashamed of your hope, but deliver you according to his word, so that you shall glorify him. The Lord is your portion. May Jesus Christ cast out the spirits with a word and heal you, for he is willing to cleanse you. He is faithful to heal the lame, blind, mute, and the maimed. According to his great goodness towards you, may power go out of Christ and heal you all. In Christ we pray, you will prosper in all things and be in health as your soul prospers. Let you take the water of life freely. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. And God will bless your bread and your water and take all sickness away from the midst of you and your house. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are our God. Tremble before him, all earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. God has made you in his own image. God has made you to have dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under your feet. Jesus gave us authority. It is written, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, demons, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, listen well. Let us introduce this child of the God Most High. In the name above all other names, Jesus Christ, You are sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. You are called by his name. You have a covenant relationship with God Most High. Your body, mind, soul, and spirit are the temple of the living God, the God Most High, the Lord of hosts, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the creator of all things, the only true God, the everlasting God. And in Christ we speak to you, Satan, to all evil, wicked, and unclean spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the head of all principality and power. In Christ we command you not to defile this temple in any manner or by any means. For if anyone defiles the temple of God, which you are, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy. In Christ we ask the Father God, in the name of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, to fill this temple, which you are, with his Holy Spirit, and make it holy ground. Let us give thanks to your holy name, O Lord, to triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, from everlasting to everlasting. Thanks be to God, who has given you and your family victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and his name, through faith in his name, has made you strong. Yes, the faith which comes through Jesus has given you this perfect soundness. In the name of Jesus Christ, the precious Lamb slain for you, may the God Most High release the fruit of Calvary, the fruit to holiness and everlasting life, over you and your family, and declare the victory of Jesus Christ in your lives. For the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Surely he has borne your griefs and carried your sorrows. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He has seen your ways, and he will heal you and your people, and lead you and your family, and restore comforts to you and your house. May the Lord be merciful to you, heal you body and soul, heal your backsliding, and love you freely. According to his promise, let the Lord God bind up the bruise of his child and heal the stroke of your wounds. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength, in whom you shall trust, may the God of your strength, the God of your defense, the God of mercy, bring health and healing to you. Heal and reveal to you the abundance of peace and truth. May the Father of glory release the power of the Holy Spirit to break through every barrier, to heal every hurt, to heal all brokenheartedness, to open your eyes to the truth, to turn you from darkness to light and the power of Satan to God, and to reconcile you to himself. May the Spirit of God hover over you and your family, releasing love, power, and truth into your lives. May the Holy Spirit hover over you and birth a new creation in you. All things shall pass away, and you are a new creation. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from you and your family. Abiding in the Son and the Father, let you and your family take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Jesus Christ himself, who sits at the right hand of God Almighty, gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, in his mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy, over your mind, body, soul, and spirit, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away just as the fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it, in Matthew 21:19. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you, for his mercy endures forever. In Christ, abiding in him and born of him, let you and your family take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand against the wiles of the devil. It is written, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, as God's vessel of mercy, Christ abiding in us and we in him, in his name, Jesus Christ, we speak to all spirits that are not of God and command you to silence. We relieve you of your assignments and command you to take your rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ, for that is your destiny. As an ambassador of Christ, a vessel of God's honor, Christ in us speaks to you, Satan, and all wicked, unclean, or evil spirits that have been assigned to or sent against this child of God, and by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ himself, he who is the head of all principalities and powers, and he who abides in us, we bind you, Satan, and all wicked, evil, or unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break your power over this child of God and loose them from your hold. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as God's vessel of ministry, we command you, Satan, and all wicked, evil, or unclean spirits to stop your maneuvers, tricks, strategies, and attempts to kill, steal, and destroy. We declare that this child of God is covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. Your entire mind, body, soul, and spirit are covered by the blood of Jesus, who is the mediator of the new covenant. In the name of Jesus Christ and by his precious blood, abiding in Christ, we bind and break off of you all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in high places, all occult activity, witchcraft, curses, sorcery, domination, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the kings of darkness with chains and the nobles of darkness with fetters of iron, and we execute the written judgment against them, for this honor has all his saints. It is written, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly," says Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Therefore, Christ abiding in us commands life and life more abundantly for you and your house. It is written, "It is the Spirit who gives life, the flesh profits nothing." The words that Christ, through us, speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Christ, him being in us, and we being in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life and blessing into your mind, body, soul, and spirit. Jesus Christ, through us, commands obedience from your flesh, and we release the blessings of God to overtake your mind, body, soul, and spirit. We release peace, prosperity, and joy into your life. We loose the ministering angels of God to minister to you. Abiding in Christ and him in us, being anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power, we loose you whom Satan has bound and declare healing where you are being tormented by unclean spirits. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law, having become a curse for you. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree," that the blessing of Abraham might come upon you in Christ Jesus, that you might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. As an ambassador of Christ, we declare this day is holy to our Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come into your child's heart, for it is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Your will be done, Father, in your child's mind, body, soul, and spirit, here on earth as it is in heaven. For yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For God shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. Because you have set your love upon God, therefore he will deliver you. He will set you on high, because you have known his name. You shall call upon God, and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will deliver you and honor you. With long life he will satisfy you, and show you his salvation. It is written, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? When the wicked come against you to eat up your flesh, your enemies and foes, they stumble and fall. Though an army should encamp against you, your heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against you, in this you shall be confident, that you shall dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide you in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide you. He shall set you high upon a rock, and now your head shall be lifted up above your enemies all around you. Therefore offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Yes, sing praises to the Lord. When God says, 'Seek my face,' let your heart say to him, 'Your face, Lord, I will seek.' Let us praise the Lord our God with all our heart. Sing praises to him who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him. Let us worship toward his holy temple and praise his name for his loving kindness and his truth, for he has magnified his word above all his name. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O our soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord forgives all your iniquities. The Lord heals all your diseases. The Lord redeems your life from destruction. The Lord crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. The Lord satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Let you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he shall direct your paths. Peace Jesus leaves with you, his peace he gives to you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. According to the riches of his glory, may the Lord grant that you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has seen your ways, and he will heal you. He will also lead you and restore comforts to you. Therefore, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. My God will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. The Lord will perfect that which concerns you. Therefore, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. In all these things you are more than a conqueror through him who loves you, for God always leads you in triumph through Jesus Christ. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, and if God is for you, who can be against you? The Lord is at hand, God is your refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore you shall not fear. Though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Selah. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that you will give attention to God's words. Incline your ear to his sayings, and not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. The entrance of his words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. In Christ we pray you will seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. May you keep your eyes on the Lord, and you will have perfect peace. God grant that you will meditate on whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, and whatever things are of a good report. You are the elect of God, holy and beloved. Therefore, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, patience, and forgive others, even as Christ forgives you. Jesus Christ, him who poured out his soul into death for you, him who bore your sin and made intercession for your transgressions, in his mighty name we pray the prayer of faith, which will save the sick, and the Lord will raise you up. And if you have committed sins, you will be forgiven. For the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Let you hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. There has not failed one word of all his good promise. So judge him faithful who has promised, and do not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but be strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he has promised he is also able to perform. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord. In Christ we pray that you will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony, and that you do not love your life to the death. O satisfy us early with your mercy, O Lord, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands. Yes, establish the work of our hands. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we pray the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt. In the name of Jesus Christ, through faith in his name, let the blind receive their sight and the lame walk. Lepers be cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead be raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. May the Lord Jesus Christ lay his hand on you and heal you. And may every unclean spirit or demon come out of you. Let every sickness and every disease, all those who are afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who are demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases, be healed by Jesus Christ today. May power go out of him and heal them all. For Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He, Jesus Christ, will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken and strengthen the sick. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you. It is written, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and one with him, we release the weapons in God to pull down and demolish the strongholds of pride, fear, self, selfishness, self-centeredness, doubt, and unbelief, as well as discouragement, depression, suicide, blame-placing, criticism, murmuring, and complaining in you. As a co-worker of God, Christ abiding in us and we in him, in the name which is raised up above all other names, Jesus Christ, we come against the spirits of and demolish the strongholds of and cast down the imaginations of fever, sickness, disease, brokenness, woundedness, blindness, muteness, infirmity, deafness, poison, and demon possession. For it is written, By his stripes you are healed. Therefore, let all fever, sickness, disease, brokenness, woundedness, lameness, blindness, muteness, deformity, deafness, and unclean spirits be removed from your body. In all your affliction, he, Jesus Christ, is afflicted, and the angel of his presence saves you. In his love and in his pity he redeems you, and he bears you up and carries you all of your days. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement for your peace was upon him, and by his stripes you are healed. The Lord will make an utter end of it. As a fellow worker for the truth, in Christ would command the affliction not to rise up a second time, according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to you in Christ Jesus before time began. The Lord grant your eyes are opened, and you see with your eyes, and hear with your ears, and understand with your heart, and return and be healed. Let the weak say, I am strong. For according to his promise, you shall know that he is healed. Jesus Christ, who is your Redeemer, your Savior, and your Healer, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Thanks be to God who gives you victory through our Lord Jesus Christ, and always leads you in triumph through our Lord Jesus Christ. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, and a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. You are complete in him, Jesus Christ, who is the head of all principalities and powers. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Great is the Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, in Christ we pray that you will give attention to God's word, incline your ear to his sayings, and not let his word depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to you and health to all your flesh. May you keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In Christ we pray that you will not be wise in your own eyes, but that you will fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Let God's word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, for the word of the Lord is true and it is proven. May the Lord help you meditate on his word through the night watches. Direct your steps by his word and let no iniquity have dominion over you. May the word of God become sweet to your taste, sweeter than honey to your mouth, that you will rejoice at his word as one who finds great treasure. Let your heart stand in awe of his word and your tongue speak of his word, for all his commandments are righteousness. God creates the fruit of your lips, For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Therefore may the words of your mouth be words of life and blessing. May you have a merry heart, for a merry heart does good, like medicine. And he who has a merry heart has a continual feast. Therefore in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In Christ we beseech you, whenever you are afraid, trust in the Lord. In God put your trust, do not be afraid. According to truth may you believe the word of God and sing his praise, that you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight. Give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, for he is the Lord who heals you, and he will not let sin have dominion over you. He will uphold you according to his word, that you may live, and more abundantly, and he will not let you be ashamed of your hope. Therefore, as an ambassador in chains to Jesus Christ, we plead with you to take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. According to all his wonderful works, may Jesus Christ help your unbelief, and give you utterance, that you may open your mouth boldly, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, speaking boldly as you ought to speak, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication. Therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Because you have made the Lord, who is your refuge, and the Most High your habitation, because you have set your love upon God, and because you have known his name, surely he, our mighty and awesome God, will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. He will deliver you, he will set you on high. You shall call upon God, and he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble, he will deliver you and honor you. With long life he will satisfy you, and show you his salvation.
In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.